are, despite where we are, despite what we've done, you are still God. This is the turning point. This is repentance that doesn't run from God, but it runs toward him. So, but now, O Lord. So now we move to you, our Father. That establishes relationship, not distance. They are turning into relationship. A father doesn't abandon his work. A father disciplines, corrects, and he reshapes. A father calls. A father makes appeals. And so in this text, he's making an appeal for covenant, for care, and ongoing formation. A parent, it's ongoing. The parents that are on the line, we're always correcting. We could be 80 years old, and we're still forming our children. So here in the text, it's saying we belong to you even in our brokenness. Hallelujah. So let's take we are the clay. Now this thing right here broke me down. Because clay is raw material, y'all. If you've ever seen a potter, if you haven't, I encourage you, Google it. Look it up on YouTube and see how clay is raw material. It's not a finished product. It's nothing. It's raw. Clay is dependent. In order for it to become a vase or a cup or a plate, it is raw, and it's dependent on the potter. Clay is formable. It's incomplete, and it responds to pressure. Clay does not choose its shape. Clay does not resist the hands that form it. This is why we are the clay. That's a declaration. This is a confession of a posture. We are acknowledging, the text is saying, we're acknowledging we do not define ourselves. Hallelujah. And so you are the potter. This part affirms authority and intention. Because a potter sees the end from the beginning. The potter knows exactly how it's going to form what it's creating. The potter applies pressure intentionally and knows when to press, when to spin, and when to reshape, when to take off excess that serves no purpose or doesn't serve the purpose of what it is forming this into, forming the clay into. So what feels like disruption to clay is precision to the potter. And the last part, we are all the work of your hand. This right here is a statement that is transformative. It means we are saying we are not self-made. We are not abandoned in mid-process, so a clay can't uproot itself in the process of being formed. We are not random or accidental. We are all the work of your hand. Work implies ongoing formation. It implies process, not completion. Work implies purpose in every stage. Your hand implies intimacy. Your hand, that part of the text implies shaping. It implies authority, and it implies ownership. So it's declaring, even in our mess, we are still in your hands. So when we say we are all the work of your hand, it says, God, I submit to your process, even when I don't understand it. Clay doesn't ask for logic. Clay doesn't ask for, can you explain that? Can you explain what you're about to form me into? No. It exists to be formed. It submits, it surrenders itself to the potter. Clay is saying, I trust you not to discard me when the reshaping hurts. Clay says, I accept that pressure does not mean rejection. Clay says, I release control over how I'm being formed. Clay declares a yielded identity. So what does this mean? If someone might be unmuted, if you can mute your line so we don't have any feedback. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. So what does this mean when God is requiring us to be clay? See, we want to quote Habakkuk 2. Write the vision, make it plain. But you can never get to Habakkuk 2 without first submitting to Isaiah 64 and 8. Hallelujah. Without first making that declaration, without first surrendering yourself to the potter, you can't get to Habakkuk 2. This is about trusting the one who formed you. So, Father God, we thank you on today. We place ourselves back in your hands, O God. Where we have tried to shape our own selves, forgive us. Where we have tried and we have questioned how you are forming, how the process goes, God. Where we have questioned whether you knew what you were doing, we repent today. Where we have resisted pressure in every space, God, soften us, make us clay. Where we have been hardened, mold us back to clay. We trust your hands more than ever, O God. We lean not on our own understanding, but we lean into the potter, the finished work that you've started. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we come before you with reverence, with humility, and we acknowledge you as our creator, O God. You are not distant from us. You are not detached from us. You are the potter. We are the clay. So we submit our emotions. We submit, oh God, so every argument that tries to contend with you, oh God, contend against becoming hard, contend against telling ourselves that we are self-made. Hallelujah. That we are dependent on us, that only we can get ourselves out of anything. We are nothing without the potter. We are dependent solely on you. Solely dependent on our God. You are our Father. You are Abba. So every space, oh God, where fear has shaped our decisions, where fear has caused us to move hastily, Father, we repent. Oh God, make us clay, make us moldable, make us surrendered to you, oh God. We surrender ourselves to your making. We relinquish control in the name of Jesus, and we replace it with trust. We repent every space that we have tried to control our own destinies. We repent. Where we have tried to make shift a God thing, we repent. Because you don't need our help. You don't need our help. Clay doesn't ask to be a part of God's plans. Oh, make me a part of your plans. No, clay submits to the process and the pressure. So, Father God, what you are doing with us in this season, we submit to the pressure. What you are doing with us, oh God, we submit to your instruction. Aman so rabandai. We repent, oh God, for even assuming that we know more than you. We repent for avoiding your hands because it's uncomfortable to be shaped and processed. Soften us again, oh God. Make us sensitive to you again, oh God. Where we have been hardened by disappointment, where we've been hardened by delay, where we've been hardened by unanswered prayers, where we have been hardened by transitions that we did not have understanding in. Hallelujah. Where we have been hardened, oh God, with destinies and ideas that we have romanced that wasn't in your will. Hallelujah. We confess today that hardness has made us resistant to your new ways. Where we have been hardened because how you moved in one season is not how you're moving now. We confess that being rigid has caused us to miss when the cloud has moved. Hallelujah. Break the stiffness of our hearts, O God. Bring our hearts from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh now in the name of Jesus. We break resistance out of our spirits in the name of Jesus. We break resistance out of our movements in the name of Jesus. We let go, O God. We lose ourselves in you. Hallelujah. We renounce the lie, O God, that the enemy has implanted in our minds. That surrender means to lose or means that we are losing. And the only thing that we are losing is our old man and our old self and our old garments. Hallelujah. We declare that surrender leads us to your forming. We declare that surrender leads us to who you have designed for us to be before we were a thought in our mother's womb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make us pliable again, oh God. Where we are resisting, where we are resistive, oh Father God, to your leading. Hallelujah. Where we are hesitant to move, where we are slothful, where we procrastinate, God, make us soft again in the name of Jesus. Make us sensitive again to your hands. Make us, oh God, pliable again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Make us, oh Father God, sensitive to you, oh God. Open up our ears, oh God. We surrender to you. We surrender to your ways, Jesus. Ah, Yaman. So we take a step back from the wheel. We take our hands off of the wheel. We are not the potter. You are. We don't demand anything of you. We submit to you. We submit ourselves to you so clarity, heavenly perspectives can consume us. No more will we negotiate, God. Hayaman, so we submit to your processing. We submit to your ways, O Father, in the name of Jesus. Spin us wherever alignment is needed. Press us wherever correction is required. Reshape us wherever distortion has occurred, wherever our sight has been distorted, God. Reshape our understanding. Reshape us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We surrender to your timing, not to our preferences. In the name of Jesus, we submit, oh God, again, Father, to your shaping, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, to your methods, Father, in the name of Jesus. Our methods, Amanso, can't produce anything. Our methods don't produce. Your methods do. Your methods produce. Our ways have no fruit. Hayaman sokor, but your ways do. Hayaman sikira bahaya, lemen sore bahandaya, leven sukura baharia men sikira bahaya, nanaman seya, laman so. This season we declare that God will finish what he started. Hayamaso, that we will not get in the way of God's shaping, that he will finish what he has started in us in the name of Jesus, that we won't uproot ourselves, but submit to his processing. Hallelujah. Hey, Amase, we lay every plan before you. We lay every plan at your feet, oh God. Every timeline that we've desired, God, we lay it before you in the name of Jesus. Every goal, every idea, every business plan, Hayaman Shoko, that we have created out of comparing ourselves, Hi, we lay that before you, O God. Every vision that was driven by pressure. Pressure from watching others. Every lie that was implanted that we're behind time. That you don't look like this one or you don't look like that one. We remove it now. We cancel it out now. Every word curse that we even said over ourselves, that we weren't good enough, we renounce it today in the name of Jesus, so that when we get to write the vision, it's in alignment with you, not out stress or not out of pressure because we feel like we're behind, but the vision is in alignment with heaven because you are the author. You are the creator of creation. Before we can build, we declare today that our foundation is rooted in you. Before we can even build, our foundation is solid in you, O God. Before we move forward, O Father, we are positioning our hearts correctly. Give us your vision. Impregnate us with your vision. Not a modified version of what we think where we should be. Hallelujah. Let what we write down when we do it again, because some of us need to go back and rewrite the vision because the vision we wrote was not the vision God had. Hallelujah. So now our foundation, oh God, now that we have it solid, now that we have become clay and we have allowed every space of our lives to be molded by you, we have given you access and released our control, taken our hands off of the spinster's wheel. Now, God, when we write the vision, we, oh God, can write the vision you have designed for us. We are the work of your hands. We are not abandoning ourselves. We are the work in your hands, Father. We submit and surrender ourselves to you. We surrender. We surrender fully, not partially. We surrender fully. However you want to do it, God. However you want it to go. You say go right, we go right. You say go left, we go left. We do not move until you say move. If you say sit still with me, we sit still. Because your hands are skilled. Your hands are intentional. Your hands are trustworthy. And so we release ourselves, oh God, namaste, to surrender and become the clay so that you can form and refine us how ever you see fit. Shape us for your glory. Position us for your purpose. Lead us by your spirit. We trust your hands more than our understanding, O God. Hallelujah. We lean not to our own understanding. We remain pliable. Even in moments of discomfort, we submit to your process. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As it says in Proverbs 16:9, in his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. We submit ourselves to you so you can determine our steps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. And we thank you, O God, as your servants, O Father, as your sons, O Father. We thank you, O God, for what you are doing in our lives and however you decide to go about it, God. We are submitted vessels. We give ourselves over to you as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue to renew our minds daily, daily. Things are going to come up. This isn't God isn't a genie Things will come up. Because as he's giving you the tools, even now, as he's giving you strategy in the tools, now he's going to place positions and place you in situations for you to apply them. So he can see, have you really gotten it? So he can mature you spiritually. So you can be fully strong, planted, anchored, so when the winds blow, you are unmovable. And we thank you, oh God, for your download on this afternoon. Hallelujah. We sit with you, God, as you are downloading, as you are giving us instruction. We submit ourselves to you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't negotiate. We don't negotiate. The negotiation ends today. That needs to be a declaration. I will no longer negotiate with God. I will no longer negotiate with God. I am a submitted vessel. Hallelujah. And we give you glory. And we give you honor, and we give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Ah, the line is open. If you have a word, if you have an encouragement, if you have a testimony, the line is open now. If you heard something from God, whatever it is, the line is open now for you to release at this time. Hallelujah.
God bless. Thank you, Woman of God. Thank you, Pastor Cameron. This is Tiffany Brown, Arizona. I just wanted to say that the word was so phenomenal. It definitely was good and resonated with my soul. It was almost like remembering and a rebuke to align some things in my personal life and my personal growth. And so I thank you for the word, and God bless you and keep me in prayer. Love you. Have a wonderful day.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we bless God. We bless God. He's God doesn't want to keep anything from us. He wants to bring us into revelation. He wants us to get it. And so we bless him when we can have these moments where we get new understanding. So we thank God. Thank you for sharing. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to share what they've heard, share how this initiative has been for you? The line is open for you to do so.
Grace and peace. This is Apostle Fash. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just want to encourage you. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the prayer. It was really powerful. And I just want to encourage you to keep going, keep growing, keep pouring. I just wanted to say that. And I agree with God.
Thank you so much, Apostle Fash. I receive and I agree with God. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that encouragement. Thank you. Is there anyone else on the line? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we bless God. We bless God. We thank you. Man, listen. I'm like with the apostle at this, when she said this morning, I don't even recall what day we are on in this 60 for 60, but when I tell you I have been blessed, God has been speaking, and I have been blessed by this time of prayer. It has truly increased my capacity. It has strengthened me, and it has absolutely helped me have clarity. I swear, I feel like God is speaking like he in my ear. Loud. And we can hear, and I can hear him now, and I can hear him clearer. And I love God, and I love how time in prayer brings so much clarity. Amen. Amen. So we thank you guys. Don't forget. Do not forget to complete your 60 for today, your 60 for 60 for today with your 20 minutes with God or however long. Listen, we're not bound by time, huh? However long the Lord has you in prayer tonight, you be with your God. You go with God. We also want to give an announcement that February 15th, we are having our encounter mornings. We are meeting with God. And we are having ordinations. Pastor Renita Smith and myself, Pastor Cameron Watson, will be ordained February 15th. This is a time of celebration, but this is not just a time for St. Miami citizens. This is a time for the body of Christ to rejoice. So come, bring a friend, and let's rejoice in God together. St. Miami is a house that trains and disciples those in God, leaders in God. And so we are grateful for this house. We are grateful for our Apostle Ava K. Bethel. We thank her for her stewardship over this, over us. And we are thankful for God. We are thankful for God. Amen. 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 So we will be right back here on the line. Share this flyer. Share this number with your group chats. Share with your friends. Let them know that we are praying at 5 a.m. and 12 p.m. corporately. I love you all so, 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 so much. We will hear you back on this line at 5 a.m. More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
Thank you. Bye-bye.